This week we'll learn about ARPA and its congressional status in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From the antenna-laden studio of the Radio Amateur Information Network, I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, with the November 17 rain report. ARPA, ARPA, not to be confused with AARP, is the acronym for Amateur Radio Parity Act. If ARPA can find its way through Congress in 2018, hams who just dream about erecting outdoor antennas today may not have to dream about doing so anymore. So what's the skinny behind the Amateur Radio Parity Act? For some answers, Rains Hap-Holly, KC9RP, turned to Michael Lysenko, N2YBB, Hudson Division Director for the ARRL, the National Association for Amateur Radio, and Chair of the ARRL's Legislative Advocacy Committee.
It is arguably one of the most important issues we're facing amateur radio today, and that is almost exponential growth in people living in deed-restricted communities throughout the entire country. At this point now, roughly 23% of all Americans live in a deed-restricted community, meaning that they buy into a community that may have a homeowners association, they have covenants that come along with the land that they buy. And they find that there are many restrictions that they wind up inheriting when they move into a deed-restricted community that will disallow the use of an outdoor external antenna, or an antenna for that matter, for any amateur use. And that's truly unfortunate because you have people who are moving into senior communities, folks who already live in deed-restricted communities that are faced with not being able to practice both the service and the hobby of amateur radio because they're not allowed to have an outdoor antenna. And we all know that without an effective outdoor antenna or an effective antenna, you're just not going to be able to enjoy amateur radio. And so out of that realization came the understanding that we needed to do something. Otherwise, we had a hobby that was dying death by a thousand cuts. It's truly unfortunate that we find ourselves in this situation. But unfortunately, when you take a look at the realization that virtually 90% of all new housing starts are in deed-restricted communities, and that comes about because when a developer wants to develop a parcel of land, they go to a bank for a mortgage and a loan. The bank, of course, then says, well, we'll give you the money, but there are certain restrictions that you need to follow on the land so that we can get out of the loan as quickly as possible, and then you can sell the properties. Those covenants travel with the land. So by the time somebody purchases the property, the covenants that they agreed to are already in place and obviously create a situation where you really have no choice but to operate without an antenna if your homeowners association or if the deed says no antenna is allowed. Now, where is the bill now? The bill, unfortunately, is currently stalled in the Senate. This is the third congressional session in a row that we've had this bill. The first congressional session was in 2014 when we came up with H.R. 4969, which we were able to develop a bill that garnered 69 co-sponsors in the House, which absolutely floored all of us because we didn't think that we would pick up that kind of support very quickly. And the support was bipartisan. Of course, we knew that by the time the bill dropped initially, it was late in that congressional session, that we knew that we'd have to come back in the next session, which was the 114th in 2015. And 2015 and 2016, we're able to gather, I think it's now, it was about 126 co-sponsors for the bill. By the end of the session in 2016, we were able to get the bill through the House and into the Senate, which is where, unfortunately, it was placed on hold by the senior senator from Florida. And then the bill, unfortunately, died at that session. The next session, which started in January 1st this year, 3 weeks into the first month, the bill passed with a number of other telecom bills, was sent over to the Senate. And unfortunately, we're running into the same kind of roadblock that we had the last session, with the same issues being raised by Senator Nelson of Florida. And that's where we are right now with the bill. We've basically been working our tails off trying to find a way to either get it through the Commerce Committee or any way we can get this bill passed. So that's where the story is at the moment.
What is the primary roadblock that we're encountering?
primary roadblock really is the fact that the bill has been placed on hold by Senator Nelson, who is not happy with the bill. The bill had been due for a markup, which meant it was to be moved out of committee into the floor in October. It was about 36 hours before the markup period, markup meeting was supposed to occur. We were informed that if it came to markup, the senator would be moving an amendment to the bill that essentially would gut the bill completely. So we pulled the bill at that point because we didn't want the bill to run the risk of getting passed in the committee and then having to fight the bill because it completely turned everything we were asking for around. I mean, bottom line is the roadblock, unfortunately, is the same one that's been for the past year. It's the senior senator of Florida.
You're listening to a status report of ARPA, the Amateur Radio Parity Act, proposed legislation that would forever change the landscape for ham operators living under the stifling umbrella of homeowner associations and restrictive covenants. We'll hear more about ARPA from ARRL Hudson Division Director Michael Lysenko, N2YBB, after I remind you that these weekly rain reports are available on demand from therainreport.com and via shortwave radio along with Ham Nation and the Amateur Radio Newsline, Saturday nights during the Amateur Radio Programming Block on WTWW on 5.085 MHz from Lebanon, Tennessee. We'll be right back. I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR.
You're listening to The Rain Report from www.therainreport.com.
Why is Senator Nelson opposed to this bill more than others?
I don't know. He's never really fully articulated why the bill is being opposed by him, whether it be, you know, through him or through his staff. It could be a political decision. It could be a personal decision. I really don't know. All we know is that he has been very steadfast in his opposition to the bill. And we find that very frustrating, given the work that we've done, especially in Florida, through the National Hurricane Center and of course, through the local MCOM groups, Aries and RACES groups and NTS groups that have participated in providing communication support in time of need in Florida on a consistent basis, as well as all the work that we've done, you know, this year just alone, Florida and Texas and Puerto Rico, Virgin Islands, where amateur radio, especially in the Keys and in South Florida and in Puerto Rico and BI, where we were critical in providing communications in those terribly affected areas by the hurricanes. It was not as much of a communications issue in Texas this year, despite the overwhelming destruction that was done there. Mainstream communications really didn't falter there. But in South Florida and the Keys and Puerto Rico, especially where we sent volunteers at the request of the Red Cross and the Virgin Islands as well, our participation in the communications aspect is overwhelmingly necessary. And the fact that these folks understand that and still are opposing what to us is a bill that doesn't have any opposition within the homeowners associations. We negotiated with the National Association of Homeowners Associations, the Community Associations Institute, to come up with a legislation that was acceptable to both sides. For them now, for Senator Nelson to not support the legislation to us is just mind-boggling. It's very discouraging. It's very upsetting. There really is no reason for it other than something that is bothering him that we just have no idea what it is.
Maybe it's just my naivete, and I am not a political animal at all. What is the point of working on this bill not knowing what we can do?
You know, you have to shake the tree and hope that one of those coconuts comes loose eventually. It's really incumbent upon us to bring this issue to the forefront because we realize that without congressional support, it's virtually impossible to get the FCC to do anything through a proposal for rulemaking because in the past, the precedent that was set in the 96 Telecommunications Act, Congress told the FCC what to do, and the FCC does not want to get involved in these issues without some sort of guidance from Congress. So, you know, we have to keep on chasing after after it and hope at some point in some time things will change. Sometimes it takes years to get legislation passed, and it could be the changing of the guard. It could be a change in demeanor or an understanding. But it's really incumbent upon us to try, because we have so many members who are now living in deed-restricted communities that are affected by the inability to put an antenna up. Just put yourselves in their shoes. If you lived in a deed-restricted community and you couldn't get an antenna outside, even a simple antenna that would be aesthetically neutral but effective so that you could work the bands that you wanted to work, the ARRL is the advocate for amateur radio. It's really incumbent upon us to keep on trying.
What is it about the Amateur Radio Parity Act that makes it so much better than what we've had in PRB1?
PRB1 came about because the FCC realized that amateur radio operators were being forced to go through unreasonable situations to get the ability to put up antenna structures on their property in communities that have municipal zoning boards. Now, municipal zoning boards, of course, these are public issues. And so the FCC decided that in order to protect amateur radio from dying a death by being regulated out of existence, came up with PRB1, which essentially allowed for the reasonable accommodation of amateur radio operators, that they could not preclude communications for amateur radio. And they had to do this in a way that with the least practicable restrictive ruling, so that they would work their way to accommodate amateur radio operators. Now, the problem is that the FCC at the time was asked to extend it to all forms of land use, but they felt that the private land use restrictions had nothing to do with them. They didn't have the authority to do anything about it because it was private land. That, of course, changed in 1996 when Congress told the FCC to allow for any type of television reception antenna, as long as it was no more than 12 feet off the height of the roof, or a 3 foot in diameter satellite television disc. And they did that because they wanted to get out of regulating cable television rates. They set a precedent for the FCC that they could now deal with private land use restrictions, because obviously the preclusion was to all types of land use in terms of the Telecommunications Act. We went back to them again in 1996 after that was passed and said, well, look, it doesn't make any sense that you could allow for a TV antenna, which could be substantially much larger than an amateur radio antenna, and not allow it for us. And they said, well, you know, we'd love to help you guys, but Congress told us what to do and they didn't include you. So if you want us to do this, go back to Congress. And it took a while, but we finally did that. There's the genesis of the Amateur Radio Parity Act.
That's our first of two excerpts from a Skype conversation Rains Hap Holly, KC9RP, had with Michael Lysenko, N2YBB, chair of the ARRL's Legislative Advocacy Committee and ARRL Hudson Division Director. So what's the status of ARPA as we approach 2018? We'll find out next time. The Rain Report is copyright 1990-2017 Rain. All rights are reserved. Now for Hap Holly, KC9RP, Rain's founder and producer, I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, bidding you very 73 from the Radio Amateur Information Network. Available for streaming from therainreport.com and heard Saturday evenings on the shortwave tropical band from Lebanon, Tennessee, on WTWW around 9 o'clock as part of the amateur radio block of programming on 5.085 megahertz. That's 5085. Keep on hamming!